the 2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God will never override your will. He made you free in your will. If ever he just overrode your will and made you, he would cease to be God. He'd be the devil. That's what distinguishes him from the devil. The devil's always trying to bring you captive, trick you, subvert you, destroy you. Even how we got saved was through loving kindness. Now, you might have got yourself in a mess out there to where you had no way out. Amen. But in the midst of that, it was God's love and kindness that drew you. Hello? So some of us almost got killed the day before and we wound up in church. It wasn't almost getting killed that got you in church. It was God's loving kindness. It just so happened choices you made put you in that spot. You have to understand something about the things of God. As we've been talking about, all moves of God tend to be surrounded by conflict. God tells you yes, and then all of a sudden, circumstances tell you no. God tell you he's going to bless you in a certain area or in a certain way, and it seems like that collapses. Don't shout me down. See, we have to be trained to listen to our spirit. That's what it's all about. You know, God can make everything in your environment perfect, too. But we would be spoiled brats with the silver spoon. So he allows different things to partake in training us to listen to our spirit. Because see, oftentimes, if you listen closely, God is saying yes, even though when other things are saying no. God is saying move forward when everything else is trying to tell you, no, you ain't going nowhere. Tell somebody, listen to your spirit. Sometimes things look like they are bad when God is saying, no, everything's going to be all right. Hello? Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She spent all she had on physicians that couldn't help her, and she grew worse. No better, but got worse. I mean, hopelessness. But when she heard about Jesus, she said something. Faith came alive on the inside of her. And that faith that was on the inside of her drove her. Hello? Even though everything else was saying, nope, it's over. Just crawl over into a corner and die. There's no hope for you. But there was something on the inside of her that drove her to say, you know what, it ain't over yet. Tell somebody, it ain't over till it's over. Did you know God will not break a wound or broken reed. He won't break, you know, like a leaf that's broken. He won't, a bruised reed, he won't break it. A candle or a flame that's about to go out, God won't blow it out. Because see, with God, there's hope. With God, there's a way when it seems like it's no way. Really, there is. With the Lord, there's always a way. Tell somebody there's always a way. Come on, tell them there's always hope. Come on, tell them it's never too late with God. You got to get this in your mind and in your spirit. It don't matter where I am and what station in life, it's not too late. It's never too late with God. Long as I have breath in my body, hello, there's hope. There's a way that God can move. There's a miracle with my name on it. There's a door that I can go through. There's a provision that's hidden somewhere away from me. As long as I'm alive in this life. Come on, there's a way. If God have to resurrect some stuff. Somebody think death is the end. It ain't the end with God. If you'd have been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, do you believe in the resurrection? She said, yes, Lord. We know he'll rise. He said, well, I am right now the resurrection. If God got to raise some stuff from the dead, he's God by himself. If he chooses to, he can resurrect. Sometime a relationship has died. Sometime your hope has died. Like the woman you done spent all you had, and you're getting worse. I'm here to tell you this morning, today is the beginning of something new. You're going to find God is God all by himself, and ain't nobody like him. Beside him, there is no other. Don't you love when the Lord shows up? All that worry that plagued you, that wrestled with you, that stole sleep from you, all that anxiety that was on you, and then after a while, God shows up. Huh? Let you know it's going to be all right. Tell somebody it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. That's not even proper English, but it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Come on, let's pull down some strongholds here. I want to give you the keys to pulling them down. We can't misconstrue or misunderstand authority. You see, believers, all of us are given delegated authority by God. But you have to know how to operate in authority. And you'll never really know how to operate in authority until you learn how to be under authority. And I'm not just talking about in the church. I'm talking about under the government and the authority of God himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. How many know the Holy Spirit will talk to you? He's the paraclete. He's the one that walks beside you. He's the one that's in you. He's the one that says, you know that was wrong. Why you say that? Why is your attitude like that? Tell me the Holy Ghost won't talk to you. And here we make excuses for stuff. And he's there all the time. The government of God is there all the time when there's nobody else around. And you mistreating people. Somebody say, talk to me, Holy Ghost. If we're going to truly be in authority and represent God fully, then we must be under the government of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I can't fuss you out, let alone cuss you out. Amen. Holy Spirit ain't in your cussing. Amen. Heard somebody say, you know, I'm saved. I ain't never slipped and cussed. He said, if I'm going to cuss you out, I'm just going to go ahead and cuss you out. Talk about some slipping and cuss. Folk in the church, they don't slip and cuss. Some of y'all ain't laughing, but see, I know it's you. See, the Holy Ghost will get that out your mouth. Clean you up. I know you use that verse, well, Peter cursed. I wonder what he said. God don't have mercy on you. He'll save you for real. He'll save you from that. Honestly, he'll save you from that. He'll save you from a temper. Amen. From being just angry. And you know, from past hurts. And, you know, certain things touch nerves in you and you go off. God will save you from that. And you know, when he saves you, it don't mean that he has perfected you. Some people come from afar off. And for them just to cuss every now and then is a big, you know, is a big change in them. I don't know why I'm on cussing, but it's a big change. Their heart toward God, you know. Some people with cigarettes or whatever, you know, God touched their heart and they come to God and they love God, but they hadn't let go of stuff. Come on, let's be for real here. You know, God will deliver them from it eventually. Some folks say, if you wonder if they're really saved. You know, because your experience was, you know, you was in a sanctified church. You know, God saved Baptist folk too. Catholic folk too. You ain't the only one saved up in here. It's just they hadn't been exposed to certain things to know that you can be delivered from certain things. Amen. But God is doing a work everywhere. Amen. And it's not the name on the church or, you know, the doctrine necessarily. As you believe, God deals with the heart. Let's get into this message. In Numbers chapter 33, starting at verse number 50, the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan. I want to pause there for a moment to establish God spoke to him concerning Israel crossing over Jordan. Prior to that, the generation before them, when the 12 spies went up, if you search that, you'll find they never crossed the Jordan. There's significance to crossing the Jordan. The 12 spies went to the south, up through the Negev and over the mountains into the promised land. This time, God brought them to the Jordan, because the 10 spies that didn't believe when they came back with the report the last time, it was a negative report. I said last time how when they went to Hebron, you can read that in Numbers 13. Hebron was the place where all their patriarchs were buried. Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, all the bones were taken. They were buried in that region. And because of that, by right, that was their land to inherit.
We are continuing in part 16 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds. You cannot live in your emotions. Learn to respond before you react. There is a position of greater influence and greater favor in store for you. God has to free you from strife. You must bring some things in check. If you let them go for too long, the devil will get the victory. He cannot win if you give him no place. All moves of God tend to be surrounded by circumstances. You must be trained to listen to your spirit. God allows things to partake in order to develop you.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.